Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Jerry.
You are listening to a gay podcast recorded out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area.
And West Hollywood, California.
And you are listening to episode 1099. Adam will be here shortly, maybe. He can't get his technology shit together.
You know, it's always it's always something at the Hope Martinez residence.
It sure is. Oh, God.
What a year we've had. Wait, it's only been a month.
Right. It's, oh gosh, here we go. Yay, he's here.
January 77th just passed us.
It's like horrible. I cannot, I don't know if I could do this for 4 years. I can't hold up. I don't know.
It's crazy. I go from flipping back and forth to I need to know what's happening. And then getting really pissed off to going, I just can't deal with this today. I'll just be ignorant. Right. And it still comes in and out, you know, it's still just kind of everywhere.
I cannot bring myself to watch the news, read the news, look at a fucking face. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I just.
There she is.
Hi, Adam. Hey, what's up?
We're like mustache twins today.
We are mustache twins today. People think we're related sometimes anyway because we're both ginger and bald.
I don't
That's racist.
What are you talking about? I'm black.
Not all white people look alike.
No, there's some ugly ones. We cute though.
You guys, we have to take a moment of silence. The scat parties will no longer be in my building because that guy that was throwing them is moving out.
Wait, what?
Have we even discussed this before?
We haven't.
I know I've told you about it, but there's this guy that it lives underneath us, but kind of in the toward the front of the building. Okay. And our friend Shannon lives right above him, and she's like, he is always hammering at like 2 a.m, loud. She's like, I smell shit, like actual shit. And like, the next morning after she smells it, she'll see like a garbage bag tied up, put outside of his apartment so he can take it to the trash. He's always on bareback real time. But there's always these real sketchy guys coming in and out of the abyss and going into his room at all hours, like 2 a.m. Sometimes people have seen, 4 a.m. people have seen. I've been leaving to go to the airport to catch a 6 o'clock flight and people are coming in or leaving. Just all kinds of just, and some of them are like, oh, they look normal. And then some you're like, oh shit. There was this homeless guy one day. He looked homeless. I don't know. Definitely a crackhead. I don't know if he was homeless.
Oh my God.
Banging on the front of his window out in the front of the building. Cause Ian and I pulled up and he was banging. And I was like, is he banging on Damon's apartment? And Ian was like, yep. So we don't know if he was like selling drugs, but also like screwing everybody. But he was definitely having scat parties because Shannon said that there would be some nights when they would be really loud and then just this smell of shit would just be coming up to her apartment.
So, okay, questions first.
I have so many, so many questions.
So what do you think a scat party consists of other than just
pooping
on someone and then being
I don't know,
done
on them. I don't know.
So I think just based on my brief interactions with Toilet for College, I'm by no means an expert, but I do know that there is an element of consumption.
Oh, God. Oh, God. No.
I do think that happens. And
But to have a party, like, that's a lot.
well,
It's
here's
just
the
a random
thing.
sex party. He's, just getting his scat lovers together.
Okay, so my things are, first of all, I'd like to point out that no names were changed in this retelling. Jerry just straight up called everybody
I
out.
know, right? Damon.
Yeah, well, he ain't listening.
And then, okay, so, oh my God, I lost my train of thought because my mind is so many places. How are there this many people that are into poop sex?
Well, I don't know if it was all poop sex. I just know that every once in a while she would like smell it like coming up into her
Okay,
apartment.
so
And
it
then
was like,
next morning there would be like a
he
set
didn't
of
think to
hands.
complain about this to management and be
Oh,
like,
they did, and nobody did anything. And they've been constantly complaining about the strange, cracked out guys just coming in and out all over. He would let them in the garage, and the women were like, I do not feel safe with these strangers. And, I mean, and we already had gotten rid of these two guys that are where the gypsies live now, and they were doing
You can't
OnlyFans.
see gypsies anymore, Jerry.
She said she's a Russian gypsy. I'm just repeating what she says.
Oh my God.
In a minute, you'll hear because she has no inside voice. Anyway. Before the gypsies moved in, we had two crackheads that were doing OnlyFans shit constantly, and they constantly had crackheads coming in and out. Even when they weren't there, they'd go, I'll just wait for them, and they'd go on their patio and like lay down on the table and fall asleep, or sit on the stairs and fall asleep waiting for them to get
So,
home.
did you ever look at their OnlyFans to see what they were
Hell no,
seeing?
gross. They were disgusting. One of them was a flag twirler, and sometimes he'd be out in the front twirling his flags. But anyway,
My God.
they got kicked out because they only paid like 2 months rent at the year and a half they lived here.
Okay, first of all, Gladys, you know everybody's business at that
I
place. Like,
seriously.
what is happening?
There's only 30 units in our building.
That's a lot of people to be being in
But
business
we're all,
around.
but we have the pool in the middle, so everybody knows and you just see, and it's not,
They got the Melrose place up in there.
sometimes
That's what it looks like.
because we've had this issue, normal people will be having a trick over and one of the lesbians will be like, who's that? And I'm like, girl, mind your own business. That's just a trick coming for somebody.
Well, first of all, you are out here judging everybody, calling people crackheads, which I'm not even sure we should be calling people crackheads anymore.
I don't subscribe to that.
He does not subscribe to political correctness.
My thing is, one man's crackhead is another man's trick. So, who are you to judge? Somebody might just be having a rough day.
One of the crackheads who I talked to several times, and he was here for a little while. Apparently, he had the ambulance called like 3 times while he was visiting because he would get so high and then freak out. And so, like, I'm having a heart attack, I'm dying. So, like, the third time they finally were like,
I am
kick.
sorry, Jerry. Why don't you move?
He cannot come over anymore. Anyway, he's gone.
He's like
Well,
the rich sheep.
the thing is he, I think he paid into February because there's still strangers coming in and partying. And apparently, Shannon heard somebody, they were partying Friday night, I think. And there's another vacant apartment and they were partying in there. So she kept messaging management. And finally, he was like, I don't work on weekends, which is bullshit. And she said, though, as soon as like he responded back, it got quiet. So she's like, I think he was having a party in one of the abandoned apartments. And now all the shades are drawn where they were both all open. So you could like see in this 2-bedroom apartment that they want 3 grand for. But yeah, they were having a party down there. And she's like, ugh. So yeah, there's been all kinds of drama. And now we have the asshole that's across from us who's so fucking selfish. He turns his shitty music up constantly, like so loud we can't even hear our television. And he's on the other side of the pool. And I screamed at him 2 weeks ago and he just turned it up and was like, I'm not doing it. It's not 10 o'clock. And so, like, some of them are like, oh, you should call code and you should do this. And he's having a Super Bowl party. He was like, isn't his music better? I was like, he can fuck off. I don't care. I don't care what he does. He's an asshole.
So the title of this episode will be just Jerry bitching about everything like an old ass lady.
Oh my God. I was trying to watch Miss Marple last
Oh
night.
my God. Okay, we get it. We get it. You're old and crabby, and everybody around you
Wouldn't
sucks.
be so bad if the music wasn't so terrible.
Like,
Or
what's the
like
music? What's the
shitty,
music?
shitty country music, or like a Taylor Swift playlist with like 10 songs that just repeat over and over again, and then like really faggoty dance music. Like, not even like stuff that I've heard, just like hate crime music.
Oh my God.
Hate
And
crime music.
then, because it's so gay, you'll get beat up for listening to it. And then, like, he'll throw on, like, he's been repeating Gaga's new song, which I love. We'll talk about in a minute. He'll play it like twice in a row. And then, like, 3 hours later, he'll play it like five times in a row, like, really loud. And then he'll go back to shitty country. Like, and it's like 90s, late
Adam's
80s country.
like, I wish this battery would die on this computer right now.
Whoops. So
I think what we're
beep,
gonna
beep,
do
beep
is,
instead.
I
Bye.
think what we're gonna say is try to get on to get access to his Bluetooth speaker and change the music when he's doing that. Ian says he's gonna change it to Lou Reed album. Oh my God. But anyway, from
That
scat
was
parties to
fun.
noise.
Are we the scat parties was great, and then just the laundry list of all your neighbors that you hated.
Right.
I
Woo.
could have lived without that.
Like
Well,
Gladys. Woo.
apparently
That
we
was.
have another we do have another crackhead that stays up all night.
All right. Okay. Well, save
Some
that for another
Italian
show.
guy.
Don't give it all away for free, Jerry.
Because the French guy was complaining about him. He goes, he's up all night, like banging in the closet. And I was like, oh, really? I never see him. He's like, he's got aluminum foil on his windows.
Are we, can we move on?
That's like
Can we?
please,
Are we
can we?
ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Oh my God, y'all are so rude.
I'm just saying, like, if my ass checked out, our listeners checked out way before
You
me.
should have
They're
seen
just
Adam
eating
leaning
it
back in that
up.
chair, like, really?
They're eating it up. Oh my God.
Actually, they're probably pretty like they're probably pretty glad to hear us, actually.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, so I
Anywho.
went to Mexico, did not want to come
Yeah.
back. It was really hard. It was great though. I had fun, great food. I got a tan, can you tell?
Do you got a little bit, actually. You got a little color. You got a little color.
I got tattoos while I was there.
That's the color you got, the new tattoos.
And I did not want to come back. And I learned that Mexicans are just disgusted with Americans.
Well, everybody is.
Ugh.
You bought some cute clothes too. I was
Oh,
excited for your clothes.
thank you. Me too. I can't wait to fag it up at work. I'm just dying to do it.
You're gonna have to wait till it gets a little warmer to wear some of those shoes.
Yeah, I know, especially the leather ones.
Well,
But
or just take them in your bag and change when you get there.
oh, that's true. But these I can't wear socks with these shoes, like these leather shoes, so it's gonna have to be a take to work or either wait until it's warmer. But yeah, I got a bunch of floral shit. I showed you guys that like cream colored thing, right? Like jacket. I didn't get that, but I kind of wanted it.
Regrets.
I know. Well, it was at Zara, so it may be here at the like our
Oh, it
Zara.
probably is, yeah.
So I could probably still get it, but
It's probably $600 more.
it probably is.
Mm
'Cause I think that whole outfit was only like maybe $70 for the whole thing, like with the jacket, the top and the bottom, like the pants. But here it's probably the jacket's probably just $80 on its own, a hundred.
I love shopping in other countries just because it's fun, just because it's another country, but also like things really are more reasonably priced depending where you go. Like
I
London
also
and
feel
Paris are
like
insane.
the quality's better too, usually.
Yeah, I like sometimes depending on where you go. Like I went to some like kind of Walmart-y sort of store. Fuck, where was I? I think I was in Spain, and it was just like a little sketchy, and it was like a little bit like yeah, shit was gonna fall apart. Like Forever 21, if you breathe on it too hard, it'll
But
put a hole
like
in
it's
it.
cute the first time you wear it until
Yeah,
it falls apart. Yeah.
Ricky, those same little tiny elementary school hands are making those same clothes that you're buying there that they buy here. So they're not better made. It's still child labor.
But I also just feel like the fashion's different. It just seems better in another country.
Well,
Like
probably because they like to, they'll use color.
well, that is true. That is true.
And also, Isn't it fun for somebody to be like, oh, I love your shirt. Where'd you get it? And you're like, oh, I just got it. I picked it up in Barcelona.
The other day, where was I at work? Yeah, I was at work and my shirt was from Mexico, my pants were from Portugal, and my shoes were from Portugal. And they're like, do you even shop in the United States? I'm like, no.
If I can avoid
Yes.
it.
Yeah.
Yes, he's all up in Adam's business. When are the sales coming
Ooh.
out?
Okay, first of all, can we talk about how I'm in constant fear that we are going to be living in concentration camp soon? And like, I'm just like, oh my God, like it's so scary to me. And I feel like I'm going to have to start hiding in some basement or like find some bookshelf that turns into like a wall or something. It's like insane.
I'm like, so yes, I am nervous, but also the fact, well, I don't know. It's like a catch 22 because like the president really, really hates Chicago, like hates Chicago like more than most other places, like really, really hates
And we're
Chicago.
really not even the worst place in the United States. There's
And
other
like,
places like LA.
I mean, yes, yeah.
Well, he did turn the water on in North California to get to LA because he thought, oh, yeah, it'll come all the way down there and just flooded the crops like a freaking moron.
He's
But
such a
anyway.
dumb bitch. But what I'm saying is, like, I feel like I'll be okay for longer here because at least, like, the people in charge of, like, our state and our city are not taking any shit, really.
Right.
They're not.
So, like, I kind of feel like they're going to be like, oh, you're coming for the gays in Chicago? Mm-mm, no, ma'am.
Yeah, but
I know what
anyway, that little jacket thing you had was cute. I was like, oh, that is very concentration camp friendly, and I love it.
So like hanging on the hanger, I was like, ooh, like this is prison concentration camp look. But then like on, it does look cuter.
Gonna have
I
to
saw
come try it on.
come try it on. There was a guy who tried it on and I was like, oh, okay. But he was cute, so like that was part of it.
I know that I'll be taking my taser with me around Pride because I do have a feeling that they're going to try to come down here and start shit.
When is that? Is it in June for you guys
June. It'll
also?
be June.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for Christmas, mom bought me pepper spray and a taser. So I'll probably be
Oh,
walking
thanks,
around with
Mom.
those. And they're both pink. And she goes, the taser's pink? And I was like, yeah. She goes, I didn't know that. And the pepper spray is a pink and jewel case. She goes, I just thought it was black.
She did it on purpose.
I love pink. The guy that I got the shoes from down in Mexico, the leather shoes, he said he gave me his WhatsApp and he said, as soon as I get light pink or like any kind of pink leather in, I'll let you know so I can make your shoes for you. And I'm like, oh,
Nice.
thank you.
Did
That's
he like
amazing.
save your, did he like outline your foot so that he could like have your size or is it just
No,
regular?
because I bought shoes from him, so he already knows I already know what size to give him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody want Ricky's feet. They don't
I
want
don't even
any.
want my feet. Thank you.
No.
Like only one part's cute and it's like just like a centimeter, whatever, however much that is, I don't know. But my feet ain't cute. They're veiny. They got hammer toe, big toes. Like,
I've only seen them by accident, and
oh yeah, when he puts them in a picture.
oh my God, I died when I sent that picture to you guys with my bare soles right in it. You're like, delete.
Oh, I sure as fuck did. I got rid of that picture real quick. I don't. Have you ever? Well, obviously,
Wait,
you.
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Would you rather have a bare ass sole rubbed on your foot or have a turd land on your chest?
Wait, like the foot is on my foot?
On your face, like just
Okay, you said foot. That's why I was
oh.
confused. I was like, that's
A
not proper.
foot on your face or a turd on
But
your chest.
I would not want somebody to poop on my chest.
Okay. All
So
right.
that's yeah.
Well, either way, if you move into Jerry's place, you're going to get into either one of those.
Nuh-uh, because he's gone, Ricky.
Maybe his little scat friends will be like, hey, I'm comfortable pooping here. We'll
Oh,
move
yeah.
in. That's a that's
I
their
know the
public
gay code.
toilet. That's
I
their
know the
toilet
gay
now.
code.
There used to be this website that had, fuck, what was it called? Nifty.org. Have we talked about this?
Is that the stories like they write? Okay, yeah, I
Yeah,
remember
it's like gay erotic fiction and
right.
shit like that. So y like years ago, in the olden days before it was like high speed internet, I would go on there and I would read shit, and there's like weird shit on there. And one time I stumbled into this. I thought it was like a doctor kind of like role play story, and it turned out to be like a poop sex story.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm like curious, like what do they actually do? And I vivid like I don't remember a whole lot, but I remember this one. Okay, I remember like these two things because they're related. Like they had a buffet before the party, and it was like all stuff that was gonna like make them poop. And part of it was corn because they wanted to see it.
Oh, God.
And they were, and I'm wondering if this happened at Jerry's party. There was a part.
My party.
Well, so they were doing it on like people were like laying under like glass coffee tables, and they were doing it on top
Oh,
of.
that's called a Cleveland steamer, I think.
Is it?
I think
I
that's
thought
what
that
they
was like
called.
poop on you.
Supposedly,
Oh.
Sylvester Stallone was into that.
I don't know. Like that was the thing where I was like, well, what does that do for you just watching somebody like poop on glass? But I guess that you don't get it on you, so that's probably better.
Well, if for some reason I was kidnapped and I was forced into a poop party, I think that's the situation I would really pray for is just to be under the table. Please, dear God, just let me be under the table.
I can't. That will
Also,
haunt me
like, do you like
forever.
paint by number? Like, what do you do? Like,
Oh, I
you
can't be
guess
like.
how many kernels are in the log? Like,
Maybe. Do you win a prize? Is the prize poop?
oh, it has to be poop.
It's definitely poop. You getting a Tootsie Roll, girl.
It's a dirty Sanchez.
I.
I like your shirt.
Who, me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cute.
It is cute, but it's old. It's like from when I started.
It's
Ugh, you guys, I have a pimple on my neck. I hate it.
still there. You haven't popped it yet.
No, it like kind of started going away. I need pimple patches.
You should put like a warm cloth on it and then get Q-tips and be like,
Ugh,
but
no. It's
record
in a
it in a
weird place.
video.
It's like I don't have a very prominent Adam's apple, and like it's right fucking there. I love pimple patches though.
I don't even know what that is
I'm
because.
out. It's a hydrocolloid bandage, basically. It's like a sticky thing, and you put it, like, sucks the pus out.
But wouldn't you rather just have George pop that for you?
No.
Love
I'm
it.
good.
Not
I don't.
there.
This is just a weird
Probably
place. And I
hurts.
also, I'm kind of like, the beard is coming back.
Okay.
Because I'm tired of shaving, because I keep hacking up my fucking face. And I'm tired of it. I'm also like this close to fucking selling a kidney to get hair plugs because I'm tired of shaving this shit.
Like shaving it's annoying as hell, right?
It's so annoying. I would just like, I would
Dude.
like the option to just grow it the fuck out and cut it once a month.
Well, how
Right.
far does it grow? Are you just have a ring now? Or do you know?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
I just,
So,
annoying. I have to shave mine like every 2 or 3 days. And it's like,
yeah, I try to go like only 2 days. What's fucked up is you can see like when it grows in, you can see like where my hairline was. And I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Dude, we need to keep an eye out on like buy one, get one freeze in Turkey. And let's like fucking go to Turkey for 2 weeks and we like fucking party for like a week and a half and then
Yes.
get all bloody scabby and come home.
I would love to. I would love to. If anybody out there wants to finance this fantasy for us,
You
no.
know, it
We
doesn't
should
always
start.
work.
We could do a GoFundMe.
Okay, Gladys, be a little bit more positive for your fellow friends.
Right? I've been thinking about there's a place that does like consultations out by where I work. And I
Oh, it's
don't.
in the same building as the
Yeah.
massage school.
Right. I
Same
but the
floor.
thing is, I don't want them to be like constantly contacting me, because I went to a tattoo removal place to get a consultation once because I wanted to get rid of my tramp stamp. which I've since embraced, a Janet Jackson tramp stamp. And they like wouldn't get off my nuts
Dude,
for
don't go
like
to Orange Theory and give your real
months.
number.
We'll give him a
Orange Theory
fake
will
email
fuck you
address.
up.
What?
Give him a fake email address.
Well, now I know that.
I've got a question for you guys. So I was reading this. I think it was in Instagram, and someone had said that they were, it was a kid in an acting class, and he was like doing his stuff, and the teacher said, "Do you feel like you blew your wad with that?" And like the kid had no idea what that meant. And he was just like, "Yeah." Did you guys ever like a little sexual thing like that? Did you ever like not know what that meant, but you just like kept using it over and over again until finally someone had to go, "That's not what you think it means."
You did you not see? You sent me a thing about the guy whose wife didn't know what bukkake meant, and she was
Yes,
just running
yes.
around saying bukkake,
Yeah.
in front of their kids and shit.
I forgot. Yeah, that was another one.
I there is I was really into, well, music in general, but I went through a very deep phase with listening to Queen when I was little. And there's a song on the album The Game. Fuck, what song is it? I can't remember, but there's a lyric about it's like you can't be a prick tease all of the time. And I didn't know what that meant. And then I was brushing my teeth and like I casually asked my mom, and she was like, "I'm sorry, what?" And I was like, "What? Nothing? What? Nothing." And she was like, "Where did you hear that?" And I didn't want to have to give up my Queen records. And I was like, "I don't know, it was on a commercial or it was on
Hey,
TV."
Nicole.
Oh my God. I did not throw her under the bus. I ratted on her unless she paid me, but I did not make shit up.
How is Aunt Nicole? We need to have her on sometime.
I know we were
Does she do
supposed
the
to.
Zooms? Does she do the Zooms?
She's very technologically advanced. She can do it. We video chat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to invite her on pretty soon.
I asked because when I saw that bukkake, it reminded me in college, my friend Michelle would say spooge for everything. And then we were kind of like, "Michelle, you don't know what that means." She's like, "Yeah, that's spooge." And then she said that she said it. And mom, what is that spooge on you? And finally, we're like, "Michelle, you've got to stop saying that. And here's why." And she was like, "Oh my God, why didn't somebody tell me?"
Because it was fun watching you use it.
Everything was spooge. What's that spooge there?
Where I do have an Aunt Nicole story. She went around calling people and me. She called me a renob
A what?
and renob. And then she got yelled at because nobody realized that that is boner spelled backwards. So I do remember that.
That's funny.
We were just talking about, oh my God. So here's the thing. So I was talking with one of my 20 something coworkers, and we were discussing the song Cinderella by Remy Wolf, which is a bop. It's a good song. Highly recommend. I was like, "I don't really understand the lyrics. They like kind of don't make sense." And he was like, "Well, what lyrics don't make sense?" And in the chorus, she says, "Making pennies out of paper, better find a new slime." And that's the lyric. I was like, "I don't know what that means." And he was like, "Oh, I can't speak to the pennies out of paper. I'm not sure what that means, but like, you don't know what slime is." And I was like, "Like
Is it
slime?
drugs?
Like something slimy?" And apparently, if you call somebody your slime, that's like your like close friend. That's like your bestie. Like, man, that's my slime. I could be like, he could be fucking with me so bad, but like it could, like in the context of the song, maybe it does make sense.
Let's look up our Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
In high school, I called one of my friends
Oh
sly.
yeah, a word used to define someone as your close friend and who is basically family to you. Dude, right
Here's
here
the
is
real
slime. My homie is
definition.
slime.
Yo, dog, your ride or die. Someone who's willing to do whatever for you. They want to see you succeed as much as you do them. What's up, slime?
Okay, so that's real. I not that I like I trust this person, but I'm
Right.
like so gullible that I honestly somebody could fuck with me and I'd run around calling things bukkake like that lady. I just, well, and then George, I was telling George this story, and we were talking about how, like, I like maybe it's generational, but I feel like all of the slang that I grew up with and probably you guys grew up with kind of makes sense. Whereas, like, where the fuck did slime come from?
Yeah.
Or, like, the whole cap, no cap thing. I get where that comes from, but, like, why is that? I don't know. I don't understand.
What's
I'm
cap, no
old.
cap?
I have to look it up. I knew what it was for like a
That's
minute.
when we know we're old when we have to start looking shit up, right? So
Cap means lying, and no cap means I'm being for real. And
so you say I'm
for
being
real,
no
real,
cap?
not play, play better.
I yes, for real, real, not for play, play. I don't know. I don't like all that in a bag of chips. That makes sense.
Right.
Although there is that meme that's like, can you believe that we used to go around in the 90s saying all that in a bag of chips?
It's just there's some shit that I guess doesn't make sense. Do you remember when everybody said things were fat?
Oh,
PHAT?
yeah, I remember
Yes.
that. Yeah.
Do you remember when everybody said psych? Do people still say psych?
Every once in a while.
Okay.
Psych.
Psych. Ugh. Ugh.
Them were the good
Yeah.
old days.
The good old days. I'm like, I'm tired of people that I'm like old enough to be their dad. It's disgusting. And this is the rest of my life.
It sucks. Age sucks. It fucking sucks. Oh, you guys.
At least I look good.
This week is an eye injection week.
Ugh.
Don't
Is
want
that
to
a
do it.
euphemism for something?
No.
Oh.
Like, wait, have I been on the show since I talked about? Yeah, I've talked about the eye thing, right? Yeah. So I have
Jerry just don't pay attention to nothing but shit parties.
Right. And what's going on in his place?
I asked him if it was some nasty uncut spooge that got in his eye, and that's why he had to go have the thing.
Continue, Ricky,
Some
please.
glory hole accident.
But anyway, I have to go get that done this week, and I am dreading it already. I don't want to.
Where do you have to get it done? Where's the place?
Near
Now.
your work, actually, so I might stop by
Yeah,
and like
stop by. Try some
make myself happy.
things. Yeah. The new stuff, I don't think we're due to get a shipment yet, but I just happened to finagle my way into the catalog and see a bunch of new shit. So I can show.
Okay.
There's some cute stuff. There's some cute stuff coming. I am
Brought
hoping
my
to get some
vacation
more for
outfits.
you. There's probably an
Oh, sorry.
alert that's in
Shh.
the video
People don't know where I work.
when he comes in the store that alerts, oh shit, here he comes again abusing that discount.
I have to cut that out.
You
Remind
better
me to cut that out.
bleep that. I'm sending a message to your ass right now. All right, I'm
Okay.
typing.
Adam works at Target. He's not DEI.
Oh God.
Oh my God. I'm like, where do I don't like Target that much anyway, but I get prescriptions there
Where
at
are you going to
CVS.
shoplift your deodorant from now?
Oh, right.
Oh, well, that's fine. I can still like that's what we should be doing at Target. Is shoplifting deodorant. I'm stocked up for like the next year, but I could pick up some more, I guess.
You could use coupons and get them basically for free too. Like
That's not
instead of like,
basically for free, is not for free.
I ain't trying to go to jail over deodorant.
They can't
Oh,
prosecute a
actually, yeah, not you can't not anymore, right?
People are bold shoplifters. And like honestly, having worked in retail, we like are not supposed to do anything.
I'll have to remember that.
I mean, if
You can't
you
even
steal
poop in a
from my
public
store,
toilet.
you
You're
know
not gonna
who you
steal
are.
anything.
Whoa, being attacked by two people at one time. What?
I said, you can't steal from my store because we know who the fuck you are.
Right.
And I said, you can't poop in a public toilet, so you're not gonna be stealing nothing.
I pooped in public toilets in Mexico. And I was somewhat okay because I kind of feel like when you have to pay to go into a toilet, it's usually a little cleaner.
Okay,
Well,
yeah.
but also, like when I messaged you guys and said, dude, there's like a guy straight up vomiting right next to me in this bathroom and I'm dying because I was like,
Ew.
like
Ew.
I was just wanted to you call her the police.
Yeah.
But I was also like in like a market where like live chickens and everything were running around too, so.
So where is that where you pooped?
No, in the bathroom of that market, yes.
Okay. I was like, where, like you were pooping while this guy was vomiting.
Yes.
Was he already vomiting or did he smell your poop?
It was a poop
A fair
party. Thank you very
question.
much. And that was one of the prizes is puking.
Ugh. I
No,
can't.
I was already in there and he walked in and just started vomiting. So
Okay.
How do you know he was vomiting? Maybe he just had diarrhea.
I
That don't
know
sound the
when
same.
people are vomiting. Does not sound the same. It's,
I
I don't.
so the bathroom at my store is in the stock room, and the stock room is tiny. And sometimes shit literally happens. And I personally do not give a fuck. And I know that there are, like, I'm like, everybody knows that everybody poops, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who pooped. But one time I got real mad because my old manager, I was back there like backstocking something, and she was on break, and she was like, "Excuse me, can you leave? I need to be alone." And I was like, "Oh, all right, like fine." And then I left, and I was like, "So and so got an attitude," and my one coworker was like, "That's because she has to shit."
I feel that though, because remember I was at your store, I was like, hey, is your bathroom like single use? And you're like, yeah, but we can't let anybody back there. I was like, oh, never mind anyway, because I wouldn't do
Yeah.
it.
No, I poop all the time. I can't. I'm an unpredictable pooper. Like, not that I'm not regular, but it's not always at the same time.
It sneaks up on you.
And yeah, and occasionally, you know.
And actually, that day that I asked to use the restroom in your work, I actually went to the public restroom, which
Ooh.
I immediately stood up and left as soon as someone walked in. So.
Well, you know, apparently it is the public restrooms near where I work are a hotbed of salacious activity.
True.
Have you encountered? No.
I am too, I think I've like seen shadows, you know, but I am too nervous of a person to do that kind of public thing. I can't do that.
I'm like, these people be bold. I can't. I'm like,
Got the
I'm
kid
not.
with them. They got 5 minutes.
I'm like, first of all, I can't be. They're gonna know who you are. Like, if I work there and every time I'm on break, I gotta take a shit in the basement bathroom of Macy's, somebody's gonna catch on. You know what I mean?
So I just feel like that's a lot of work. Like, it's just too much work.
I think. The idea of it, the like the whole cruising aspect of it, I get the appeal.
The
It's
execution, not so much.
I just have you ever tried to stick your dick under a bathroom stall? Let me tell you,
When I
it
was
is
like
unpleasant.
20.
Yeah, and it's hard to do. It's not fun.
Right. No.
You gotta be limber to squat down like that.
Ew, and it's just like then your shorts or your pants are gonna get dirty and like, I don't like no, no
And
thank
bathrooms ain't that clean either, so.
you. No. They're I mean now if there is a glory hole, that's a little different.
Well, you don't have to get dirty for that, though.
Yeah. I mean I don't wanna press against it. Here's the thing. When is the last time you saw one? In the wild, that like wasn't like at a sex club or like adult bookstore or bar. Right.
Haven't. Although I did see in Mexico like ads on the bathroom walls and stuff. I was like, oh, I haven't seen this in a really long time.
I saw one, when I one time when I was in Vegas and then I was driving to LA, or no, it was back. And my friend Roy, we went in the middle of the night because he was a medical, he was in his residency, so he had to get back. And it was like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and we stopped at a rest stop to run in and pee. And there was one that was all cut out in the thing, but it was so like, I was like, this isn't even like a circle. It looked like it would hurt if you like if you didn't have a skinny enough dick to put in there, like it wouldn't fit. Like it was just the way that it was cut through.
I saw a tweet once where some guy was like, I didn't know what a glory hole was or like how to use it. So the first time I stuck my, like, I rammed my dick and my balls through, and the guy on the other side laughed.
Whoa.
Well, some are like at the bookstore, you know, the
They're
ones that
big enough,
cut big,
yeah.
they're big enough.
There used to be one in the basement of the law building at the University of Pittsburgh. And I didn't go to that school,
So
but
what ha happened was
you could go in. Well, what's so funny is, like, I had heard about it and I was like, oh, like, what is this? And I went and investigated. And then, like, somebody put, like, a fucking metal plate, like, bolted a metal plate over it. And I was like, womp womp, no more. And then the next, like, I was like, we'll see what's, maybe somebody's down there anyway. Somebody had fucking, like, probably crowbarred or pried that shit off with their bare ass hands. And they were like, you can have my glory hole when I'm dead.
As it should be.
But that's the, yeah, that's the last time that I was like, oh, like a semi-public bathroom, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in a long time, so I don't.
Also, like, do you, I get people carry pocket knives, but like dividers in bathrooms are not wooden really anymore.
No, they're like metal.
Yeah, and like what are you carrying with you? Like a hammer and a screwdriver? And like how do you make sure it's not sharp? I have so many questions.
I don't think they exist like that anymore.
Yeah, no. It's, you know, kind of like a little bit sad.
They're just waiting, you know, if it's on campus, you know, till nobody's in the building. Let's go in, do it in the stall.
I mean, I guess. It is a little bit though, like people have no patience. That's the thing is, if I were gonna go like try to find a situation like that, there are so many apps where you can like be like, is anybody there? And there used to be a little bit of mystery about it.
Building a mystery.
Like, who's at the Club Pittsburgh tonight? I wonder if it's busy.
Right, exactly. And there have been times where you'd be like, oh fuck, there's two people here and they have three teeth between them.
Well, that's
You're
rough.
sharing a room.
Yeah. I will never ever forget. I know that I've told this story, but I did that photo shoot at Man's Country once, which God knows where those pictures are. If I ever, God willing, become famous, those are going to show up in the Inquirer or wherever, TMZ, whatever the fuck. But before Man's Country got torn down, Chicago's oldest bathhouse, Homer, was going to do this photo shoot for this friend of his and couldn't do it and was like, hey, do you want to do it? And I was like, fuck it, I've never been to Man's Country, I want to see what the inside looks like. And it would have been so cool in the 70s. But so this photographer was like having me and this other guy like walk around, and it wasn't like nudie pics. We were like tastefully in towels and underpants and things. So we're in this locker room, and this guy like rounds the corner, and I will never forget, he had a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, a can of Sprite, and a fucking like 10-inch dildo. And like it was just like hands were full, like Sprite, Siggy, dildo. And like just rounded the corner and was like, oh, hey. And the photographer was like, this is like the most Man's Country vibe. Like, do you want to be in this picture?
I
And
want
he,
to see the pictures.
I've never seen them. I don't even know who the fuck this man was.
Was he like an artist or anything, or?
Yeah, I don't, I think so. It seemed like he was like fairly legit. I don't, honestly, between that and the balloon porn, I don't even know. There are pictures of me. I did a photo shoot for some drag queens where I was not wearing very much. And Those are going to show up somewhere someday, I'm sure.
You
I was told
danced on a box.
I did dance on a box. People could have taken pictures of that. My one foray into being a go-go boy. I need a bigger butt. I
Where
can't.
I feel where I feared for my life the whole night, by if I stood in the middle of that floor, I was gonna die.
That was a big boy party.
Oh. I was hugging onto that wall like crazy. Like, if the shit's going down, I'm gonna be near the wall, so at least I might be saved.
I mean, Mary's attic was sketchy in the best of times.
Right.
That was
It's still
structurally
open.
unsound. No, it's a tattoo parlor now,
Oh,
studio.
okay.
Yeah. And the bottom is a sweet green.
Oh, I can't believe sweet green's a thing. Like, who pays $400 for a salad? Like, no.
I agree, and actually my mom like begged to differ once when she was here. And we were talking, and she's like, "Are you gonna go out and buy beets and then roast them and then shred those carrots and then buy kale separately and then buy like
Right.
all of this free range chicken and blacken it and fucking season it? And then you got your feta cheese and then you got 14 different kinds of dressing." She's like $15 is cheap for all of those separate ingredients in a bowl. Like
Also,
you're.
I don't get fancy salads like that, so I don't care. Like,
Oh,
it's not my thing.
they're spicy broccoli. Fuck me up. It's so good.
Y'all, I'll just have a salad of spicy broccoli, please.
It's so good. I get pissed off when they don't have it and when they don't have pickled onions. Go pickle me some onions,
Maybe I
bitch.
should try it.
It's when it hits, it hits. And I always build my own. I don't trust people and their flavor profiles.
Is
I
it
need
like a
custom.
sal is it like Subway? You like kind of go through the line and tell people what you want? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's more like Chipotle-ish because there's like areas kind of. I don't know. I haven't been to Subway in like 25 years.
So do they get bitchy if you ask for like extra olives? Because I ain't trying to hear from that. Like,
No.
bitch, I'm paying for them. Give me the fucking extra olives.
I don't know that like certain things do cost extra, like they're like premium toppings. But it's all clearly like labeled and marked or whatever. But I'm assuming you could be like, "Oh, can you give me like a scooch more olive?" And they
You
would
need a
be fine.
spooge more olives.
Spooge more olive. That's when you get the dressing, though. Can I have a
Bukkake
spoon?
all those olives up.
Can I get a spooge of that ranch?
Do they charge by the pound?
Sweet green?
Yeah.
No.
It's by a
There's
bowl,
like.
right?
Yeah, they have like bowls, salads, and plates. And like it depends like which one you want. I always just build my own salad and you can get like whatever base you want. And it's usually like greens and a grain. And it's there's like mixed greens, you can get kale, you can get spinach, and then there's like brown rice or like some like wild
All
rice
the
shit
things.
or like quinoa, and then you can get like your vegetable toppings and your protein and all of that shit and like cheese and crunchy bits and all of that shit. But you can like pick what they have and like modify it, or I just fucking go raw dog and you know.
Y'all, put me a raw dog in there.
That's another word that on this TV show that I watched with Harrison Ford, he kept saying raw dog, and they were like, "Stop using that. You're not using it correctly." And he just kept saying raw dog, and finally was like, "Do you know what that means?" And then they told him, and he was like, "Oh my God, why have you been letting me use this word?"
Yeah, I think I just used it raw. Well, no, I was going raw dog on that salad bar, fucking it up. Yeah.
It works.
Can you believe that we ever actually use to go to salad bars?
It's at the Pizza Hut buffet.
Oh, in Mexico, Domino's is like a full ass restaurant. Like, it's got like
Ooh.
a buffet, it's like fancy booths and like kind of like the old Pizza Huts here. Remember that?
Ugh,
But it's like
I don't
Domino's there. Like, their thing is Domino's. I'm kind of like, oh, okay.
like.
Oh, and they like KFC too. Blah.
Yeah, Domino's. I've had a lot of conversations recently about how Domino's is possibly the shittiest casual pizza chain.
Little Caesars.
Oh, fuck you. No, Little Caesars is the
Yuck. I've only had it once.
Fucking.
It was disgusting. It was like White Castle of pizza.
I have a Little Caesars a block away, and I've probably been to it in the last 10 years. I've lived here like 4 times.
I love Little Caesars. I will not have you slander
Little Skeezers.
Little Skeezers.
We used to have the
Now you
spinner
want it now,
and
don't you?
did you guys have Cece's Pizza out there? The Cece's Cafe.
Yes.
We also had spinners. We called it Squirt Pizza.
It was bad.
We did not have Cece's until I was in college in Pennsylvania. And me and my roommate this one summer would not eat like all day and then get super high and go to Cece's and make up stories about the
That's
people. Like,
dude, when I lived in Florida, my friend Nicole and I would go to CC's, and there was always this like 480-pound man that would walk in there, and he had like a spray bottle, and he was like spraying the pizza with it. I'm like, what the fuck is he spraying on the pizza? It was liquid butter. He was spraying liquid butter on the pizza before he ate it.
well, there you go.
I had video of it. I'm gonna have to find it and send it to you guys.
He was living in the future.
And he would bring in a dental chain with his big old napkin and have it like all it was.
He had a bib.
He was
Yeah.
living his
He
dream.
was.
I mean, if you get to that point, you might as well.
Right?
You
I
might as
remember
well.
like the spinners, which was just like Cece's. It just wasn't name brand. I think it was like $4.99 for the buffet at night, and then it was like $2.99 for lunch back in the day.
We had this place in Virginia called Pizza House, which was good. No, Pizza. Wait.
Pizza Inn.
No, maybe it was Pizza Inn. Pizza House, Pizza Inn. We had both of those actually, Pizza House and Pizza Inn. But Pizza Inn was a pretty good one. It was all right. It had like a salad bar and stuff, but
I love that they just use different words for hut.
Yeah.
right, pretty much.
Pizza
Well,
bungalow.
but
My
now
hometown
that
had a
one's right
pizza
across
inn.
the street from the Trump store, which I don't know if I told you guys. Was documented on CNN. My home fucking town was on CNN for the Trump store that is owned by a black couple who said Kamala, they didn't know if Kamala was a real black person or a woman.
Wait, I didn't know Janet Jackson owned a store in your hometown.
What?
Don't you remember she said she wasn't sure Kamala was black?
Oh, she did say that.
Yeah, we're still beefing, me and Janet.
You know, it's those years that she was hidden down in that temple and that under that
I
pyramid, her
mean,
husband.
it may be.
Poor thing. I wonder if she had to whisper down there.
That's all she could do. We're horrible people. Stop it.
Hey, we've been recording an hour. Should we just go?
I guess so. Don't we have
I have to edit because I fucked up.
more poop things to talk about?
Probably, but that can wait until next time. The next episode will be 2,000 episodes.
Oh my God, we should
I know,
talk
right?
something.
How about you guys plan it and then tell me, and then okay. I would
Sure.
have people call
We
into our number, but guess what? We don't have it anymore.
ain't got no number. We could get a new Google number.
Right, go ahead.
Oh, did you not do it? Or whatever you did have to do?
You just have to call it and text it, and I didn't fucking do it.
Oh.
I was
Womp
tired.
womp. Well, we'll figure something out. We'll do
Maybe
something.
we could do a live Zoom show or something. People can come in and watch us.
I don't think people are that committed. Nah, we'll see. We'll talk about it. If any listeners have any ideas for our 2000th show that don't involve poop sex, feet, or casual nudity, let us know.
And also, if
I'll show a
participating,
titty.
you're not the main character. That's the
Yeah.
three of us.
Right.
You're a guest.
You're lucky to
Everyone's
be.
on mute until we tell you you can talk. Yeah.
Also, I'll be in town in April when I come to see Kylie, and I'll be there for a few days.
What day is that?
April 1st through the 4th, I think.
I think so. We'll
They haven't
talk.
drawn the tickets for those yet at work yet.
You haven't won them?
I haven't won them yet. They haven't drawn them.
Well,
Well,
that's okay. You're not sitting with us, so we can't. We're focused. We're there on a mission. We're not there. we're
We're yeah.
VIP.
We're VIPs. We're not there for fair weather fans. We're there for our.
I don't know what my tickets are.
I will defend. One of the first things that I liked about Ricky was I went to a party when you lived on Marine Drive,
Right.
and you were playing music. And as one does when you're me, you're like, "What music are you playing? Can I play something?" And I went and you showed me like your iTunes or whatever. And you had some like Kylie deep cuts that you had been playing that like you knew. And I was like, okay, this bitch can stay.
Remember when we used to make playlists with iTunes?
God,
Ugh.
ew, like how do you do that now?
I miss iTunes, y'all.
I do kind of. But I
I
didn't like
found
the
my
ability to
old
add some music.
iPod, like
Mine all died.
the metal one, like the old school, like shh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one of those somewhere, and I want to get it back because I got some good shit on there you can't get nowhere else. Some bootleg.
My mini still works a little bit because every once in a while I would plug it into the car because, like, for a while there was stuff that I had on that that wasn't on Spotify and that's been rectified, but it did work still. But you can't, I don't have headphones for it anymore because it's all plug in.
Damn, we old.
So old.
So old.
We're so old, like records are coming back pretty soon. We're gonna have Discman, all that shit.
I
Oh my
still
God,
buy
at
at the
CDs.
library the other day, somebody ordered a book on tape, and the librarian was like, "I don't know if they're gonna take this." I was like, "Somebody re returned a VHS the other day. Like Central Library had some kind of, I don't know if it was documentary or what, but they had still the VHS of it."
Ew.
I have VHS right here. That you hadn't even open that. I haven't. I found a sealed copy of Love, Valor, Compassion at Brown Elephant at the thrift store.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you should watch it. It's a
It's
90s.
Jason Alexander
Yeah.
from.
Yeah, he replaced Nathan Lane.
So it was a play. It's Terrence McNally, and the play is better than the movie. Like, I don't like the movie that much, but
Enough to buy it unsealed.
girl was like 50 cents. But it's like a 90s
Gay
AIDS movie.
classic. Yeah.
It's not as good as I just watched Longtime Companion, which we can save for another show. But that movie was really fucking good. I
Wait,
don't
we
think.
have a movie that we're critiquing this year, right?
Yes.
And what? All right, you need to give me the dates for that so I can make sure I'm available and here for it. So.
It's in
All right.
August. Well, I fucking did Madonna by myself last year, so you bitches. All right, we were gonna go. We're gonna
Yeah, we
go.
gotta go. Bye. Oh, this is Ricky.
Bye.
This is
Oh, this
Ricky.
is Adam.
This is Jerry.
Bye.
Bye.